It comes to comfort my soul. It doesn't matter anymore what people may say about me, because I'm covered by his blood and I'm secure, you see. So it is well. Every tragedy that comes its way, every trial and every tribulation, every situation.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361, or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we open up this broadcast today, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this season, Lord. Thank you for this season that we're in, Father. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And Father, what I would ask, Father, that if you would make known to your people during this season, Father, all the unspeakable gifts that you have given us, my Father. That we might know, Lord, what you have done. That we might not just get caught up in the traditions of Christmas, but in the truth that our traditions, Father, are supposed to lead us into. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding, Father. Fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Father, concerning this season that we're in right now, Father. So that our traditions, Father, won't make your original intent for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, in vain in our lives. Teach us, Father. As we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, we say yes to your will, yes to your way. Holy Spirit, I would ask that you would speak through these lips of clay. I humble myself under your ministry and what you are doing in the earth today. And I count it a privilege that you would allow me to present myself to you. A vessel that you can use to complete the work that the Father has already done for us through the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. We'll be careful, my Father, and make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all on this Christmas day the love of God, the true reason for the season. I might say some things in this broadcast that you might not be in 100% agreement with, but nevertheless, you know, hey, if you're not, just put it on the back shelf or put it on the burner or do whatever. However, you know, it's the word of the Lord. You know, our desire, you know, is through this broadcast is that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. To share with you, you know, quality knowledge. Listen, all we know, especially me, all I know and all we know is what we've learned. And what we've learned is not nearly all there is to know. There's so much more, so much greater in store for us. You know, the Bible says our ears have not heard and our eyes have not seen, nor has it entered into our hearts yet. Like I always say on this broadcast, we're just becoming man who we already are. Coming back into the reality of what it means to be children of the Most High God. You know, and it was because of this season that you and I are able to come back to that. To what, Arthur? To becoming who we already are. Come back to God's original intent and God's original plan and God's original purpose and desire for our lives. God's intent. Like the prayer we pray. God's kingdom coming and God's will being done. But for this very season right now that we are celebrating is the fulfillment of that can begin to take place and we can get back in our rightful place. Get back in the place that God designed for us to be. Come back into the Garden of Eden and eat off the tree of life and live forever and ever. And ever and ever. All those things that we've been talking about on this broadcast for the last few years, you know, about the introduction to the kingdom of God, you know, all that is a result of this season right here. It was for it was during this season right here that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Who? God. God sent his only begotten son. You know what? That only begotten son that he sent, that was in fulfillment, man, to a promise. And you know what? That fulfillment was a promise to. You know who that was a promise to? One of the ones that was a promise to, if not perhaps maybe, was to the devil. When the devil deceived Adam and Eve in the garden and got them off, man, God's original intent and God's plan for their lives. God promised the devil something. He said, I promise you this. The same woman who you deceived, the seed of that woman, gonna destroy all your works. You're gonna bruise his heel, but he gonna bruise your head. That word head, that means authority. Let me say it simple. All this authority that I gave Adam and Eve in the garden that they gave to you, that same woman who you deceived, you tricked into giving that to you, who you stole from, that same woman going to have a son. Through that same woman, man, going to come boy, a son. And he going to take back everything that you stole from them. And he going to set them back on course toward my purpose and my plan and my destiny for their life. In other words, what God was telling the devil in the Garden of Eden, man, when he went to them first. He told him, Merry Christmas. say one of these days. And the Bible says in the fullness of time, that promise that God had made to the devil back there in the garden, the Bible says in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful man, the seed of a woman, yet without sin, and redeemed our lives from destruction, crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and restored back to us everything that we lost in that fall. The prophet Isaiah said it this way, Isaiah chapter 9. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Who is the child? That's Mary's boy. That's the birthing of Jesus. What you celebrate during this season. That's in fulfillment again, watch this, of a promise now. Don't forget that. But he say, hey, unto us a child is born. That's the physical man. That's Jesus. He's a physical man that gave it up. He had to be a physical man that take it back. But the seed of the woman that God promised that devil back in Genesis chapter 3, God became a man. And he became a man for a purpose. What? He had you in mind. And he had me in mind. What? He saw us lost and on our way to a devil's hell, a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. And boy, he came himself in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, and redeemed our life from that destruction, crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy, and restored back to us everything that we lost, and replaced us, not replaced us, restored us back to our original position in God. You celebrate the fulfillment of that promise and of the restoration of mankind back to God. This is the season that you celebrate now. Remember I said I was going to say some things that might not go over too good or everybody might not be in agreement with? Hey, listen, Jesus is not really the reason for the season. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is not the reason. The word reason means the purpose or the original intent. Let me throw this out here right quick, just, you know, a little ahead of time. Behold, the Lamb of God that was slain when? Before the foundations of the world. What he was slain before the foundation of the world for? Well, he is the season. What season is this? This is the season of the fulfillment of a promise that God made to the devil. The seed of that woman gonna bruise, gonna grind your head in the ground, gonna take that authority, man, that Adam and Eve gave to you. He come and get that back and give it back to who it rightfully belonged to. That's Christmas. God announced Christmas way back in Genesis chapter 3. And the Bible says, in the fullness of time, when the setting was right. It don't have anything to do with dates and months and years. It's when everything was in place, when everything was in position. And boy, God so loved the world. It's in your Bible. What world? The original arrangement that he set up. The original system and pattern of operation that he set up on the earth for mankind. Remember, I always tell you on this broadcast, boy, everything that God is doing from Genesis chapter 3 in your Bible all the way to the end of it is to get you and I back into what was going on and how God was fellowshipping and hanging out with mankind in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. No unbroken fellowship. And God and his family, man, of sons, walking and talking in the cool of the day. On their way to fulfilling, man, God's purpose and destiny for our lives, that through us God might colonize earth with heaven, that earth might be a colony of heaven, that earth might have the culture